The season of Advent is a wondrous time and a wonderful time. It is a season that allows us, in a very real sense, if we do it right, we get it right, to refocus ourselves, to look at our lives, and to look at how God is a part of our lives. It is a wonderful season, if we allow it to be. I'd like us to think about this passage of Scripture from the prophet Isaiah in the 40th chapter. This wonderful passage of Scripture has been set to music in a variety of settings over a course of many, many years, and I think that there is something poetic about this passage. There is something in this passage that speaks to our hearts as well as to our minds. For it speaks to the needs that are at the basic part of who we are. Comfort. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the desert prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low, the rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all mankind together will see it, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fail. But the word of our God stands forever. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up and do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. May the Lord bless this portion from his holy word. As I was looking at this passage and thinking about it and how to bring it to all of our hearts, I was caught by the element of preparation in this. Prepare the way of the Lord. And I thought, well, you know, maybe what I could do is I could just get up on Sunday morning ill-prepared. I could get up there, not have done any of my homework, not have done any of my preparation for the sermon, not done anything to be ready to speak to all of you, and then that would show you what happens when you don't prepare. But I decided not to make a fool out of myself by doing that. I chose to think and ponder about this and to really help us to wonder what it is that our preparation ought to be about in this season of Advent. Because usually when you say the phrase, well, we've got to get prepared for Christmas, a to-do list a mile long pops up in our heads. You got to get all the preparations done, you got to get the Christmas tree, you got to get it all set up, got to get all the lights and the ornaments, you got to get the house all decorated, and you got to get all the baking done, you got to get all the presents bought, you got to get all the Christmas cards out, and the list goes on and on and on, and all of a sudden you're tired just thinking about all that stuff that you could be doing, but instead you're here for worship this morning. That is where our mind goes when we think about the season of Advent and we think about the approach of Christmas, is that there's never enough days to get everything done that we want to get done. Never enough hours in the days to enjoy all the different activities and all the different elements that make this season so special for us in the way that we carry on traditions year in and year out. But the problem with that, and I think what Isaiah would have us to see here, is that we can spend all of our time doing those kinds of preparations, and we can miss the real preparation that we need to do in our hearts and in our lives. You know, just Tuesday night, we were gathering in the fellowship hall before committees and teams and the board of deacons and all were meeting, and we circled up there, and fortunately, this is one of those rare occasions where both Darren and I were prepared to do the devotions for that. And so I said, "Darren, you go right ahead." And he pulled out a book with this wonderful devotion in it. And I just had that chance to listen to it, to hear what it had to say. And I was struck in that moment by the fact that I had, you know, come to that time thinking about, okay, this committee needs to do this and this, you know, and doing all that stuff in my head, all the things that needed to get done and all the places to be and things to do. And in that moment when Darren shared that reading, it dawned on me what preparation needs to be. We need to find that quietness. We need to find that space in our hearts and in our lives to get beyond the trappings, to get beyond the busyness, to get beyond all of the activity, and just simply hear God speaking to us. To be quiet enough to listen and to begin to understand the beauty of the simplicity of God's love for us. The prophet Isaiah tells the people of Judah that their sins have been paid for. The day of their trials and tribulations are over. Simple message. But are we prepared to hear it? Are we prepared to take it into our hearts and into our lives? Simple message of a baby. A baby being born in a little town called Bethlehem. But a baby who comes to just share love. Love for each of us. God's love. A love that would pay for the multitude of sins that are part of our human nature. Are we prepared to be quiet enough and still enough to hear that voice speaking to us, the voice of God's love for each of our hearts and each of our lives? For that babe came as one who was born to die, one who was willing to shed his life for us so that we might live with him forever. As we celebrate the Lord's Supper in this season of Advent, let it be a still moment, a quiet moment, when your hearts are prepared to experience anew God's grace and God's love in your lives. Would you pray with me? Almighty and ever-loving God, there's so much to do, so many tasks to accomplish, so many places to be, so much that we want to get done. But yet, Lord, we sometimes miss the point of the whole season. Sometimes we're just so busy thinking about what we have to get done that we forget what you have done for us in the birth of the babe of Bethlehem. Help us to find that quietness so that we might prepare ourselves anew for the hearing of the good news. The good news of your love toward each and every one of us. We pray this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.